This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's the Jeff Buchanan Show.
When I'm going to work, dropping the kids to school.
Every morning.
On 98.5 KLUC.
So if we were going to put a title on this bit, it would be Trashy or Classy. Which, by the way, yes, definitely trashy. But I think also a selling point. In all truth, Kayla believes that her actions over the weekend have brought down the property values of her neighborhood. And I'm telling you right now, I would be more inclined to buy in your neighborhood because of what you've done.
Okay, so we set up like a drinking in the driveway thing. We do it pretty often with our neighbors. We like doing it.
Sure.
But we pull out the like chairs.
Of course.
The little fold out camping chairs, sit in the driveway and we drink. And then we wave at the neighbors when they come by
and
their cars.
Oh, yeah. No, that's obvious. You have to. And everybody has to turn and wave.
Yes.
Do they wave back?
Yes. For the most part, there were some that I didn't actually recognize that they didn't wave. So I'm like,
I start looking for HOA violations at that point. Those are not your people. Those are not the people you want in your neighborhood.
Well,
in fact, let me just tell you, anybody who's against this, you don't want them in your neighborhood.
Okay.
Now, if those people do come into your neighborhood and you start seeing the above ground pools, then, you do have that, right?
We do have that. Oh, goodness.
Okay, so trash. Okay, so then trash.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
That's just a great way to start a day.
Good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Brought to you by Michael E. Men and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store. What I really meant to tell you a minute ago is that I believe, if the timing, if this is the way it normally works, the usual life cycle of these things, this may very well be the last graduation story that we have. But I don't know.
How many times have you said that now in the last couple of weeks?
How many times will I still say it?
So there is a 14-year-old in St. Louis. His name is Xavier Jones. He walked 6 miles to get to his middle school graduation last week.
Did you graduate from middle school?
Yeah.
I just do that to wind you up. Do you know how many emails and DMs I get? They don't graduate. Okay.
So someone at the graduation mentioned it.
That he had walked the 6 miles.
That he had walked the six miles to graduation and he got a standing ovation. One of those people was a woman by the name of Dr. LaTanya Collins Smith, who is the president of Harris Stowe State University.
Okay.
She was so impressed that she's giving Xavier a full scholarship when he is ready for college.
Wow.
Here's the funny thing about all of it, though. When they said, you're getting a full ride, he just thought it was, oh, I'm getting a ride to school. No. And they had to explain it to him.
Usually,
and he was so thankful.
Usually this is reserved for, kids who can play basketball.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When a middle school kid, when they start talking to him about full ride scholarships and stuff like that, it's not just for being awesome.
Yep.
It's for being a good athlete, generally. So this is really great. A Sherpa who guides people up Mount Everest recently saved a climber's life. Okay, they probably do that fairly often.
Sure.
They found this dude stuck in a section near the summit that they call the death zone. Because it's too hard. You can't get up and you can't go any further to go up because you just can't make it.
Yeah.
And it's too far to go back. And there are a lot of people.
So the death zone.
Who don't make it. This guy is clinging to a rope. He's shivering from the cold. It took 6 hours to get him down to a spot where they could airlift him out. Here's the thing. The guy was so spent. He couldn't walk, so the Sherpa carried him for most of it. Experts will tell you that rescuing somebody that is that high up is very, very rare and almost impossible, which is why they call that the death zone. This guy beat the odds because of that Sherpa.
Oh.
Amazing. And just in time for Pride Month, The world's first openly gay president was elected on Wednesday. His name is Edgars Rinkevics. He's the new president of Latvia. He came out back in 2014. Man, Latvia's on fire. They just won the world championships. Hockey does a world's right around the same time that we do the Stanley Cup.
Okay. Yeah.
Latvia just won it for the first time ever. And now they got the world's first openly gay president. So Latvia's just, it's one big party. And those are your good feeling stories of the day, brought to you by Mike Lee Men and Diamond Jewelers, the Diamond and Wedding Ring Store.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, man, go Knights, go. Oh, hey, Kayla, guess what time it is?
What time is it?
Do you know what time it is? If you heard this an hour ago, I'm going to go through it again, but man, they crushed that, the Open, and it's always special. Game one, Stanley Cup Finals, it's a big deal, and you know TV is going to make a big deal.
Oh, you know about, it, yeah.
You know about Vegas, and the hate online from the, this isn't hockey. Well, it's hockey in Vegas, my friends.
Yeah.
This is how it goes. And everybody involved in putting that show together, start to finish, and a lot of them are friends of this show. Some of the names, you know, DJ Joe Green and Bruce Cusick and Mark Chinook and all of that, all the way down to everybody who put together the projection and put the whole show together, start to finish. They just nailed it, just crushed it. And That was every bit as good as the Golden Knights were in the third period. That pregame show was awesome.
The funny thing was, I've got, you know, you see the haters online and stuff like that. And I've got a few haters that came out of Florida, like, what are the desert teams know about hockey? And
oh, I go, shut up.
No, but the worst
Florida
thing is
people,
I go,
Florida people got nowhere to go with that.
That's what I'm like. I'm like, you're in Florida. Like, what are you talking about? And so I just thought it was funny with that. And then they come back around and they're like, oh yeah, they have to throw all the bells and whistles at the performances before because they can't actually play well. And then we ended up beating them, which I found hilarious.
Well, yeah, we're in the Stanley Cup final.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, that's a tough one. And the knock on Vegas fans. Yes, in season one they had spawned, and I don't blame them for this. And it was just one of those things that you didn't expect it to turn out this way. In season one, they sponsored the penalty kill. Okay.
Okay.
And so they would go, hey, and I'm not even gonna, I don't want to embarrass anybody, you know, but so they would go, yeah, it's a penalty on the Golden Knights and da da da, and they'd announce that, and then Bruce would say, we're on the da 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 penalty kill, and people would cheer, and it was like, no,
hilarious.
But it's not that way now. You know what I mean? It's not that way now.
Yep.
And so the knock on Vegas fans that, what's it like going to a Vegas game? Because they just cheer for everything because they don't know what they're doing and blah, 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 blah. And it's like, no, it's not. Vegas is a hockey town.
It is a hockey town. Thank you.
And it showed itself last night. It was awesome.
Or two nights ago, yeah.
Saturday. What day is today? Oh, it's Monday. That's right.
Dude, yeah, honestly, then, I am on a high from that. It feels like it was yesterday. Like, my blood is still coursing from how exciting it is. And then to ramp up for tonight is going to be insane.
I didn't realize. I was a little crispy coming out of last week. I don't, because Memorial Day weekend, you know, there was Aces craziness, you know, with the ring ceremony and then another game the very next day and all that kind of stuff. And so I was kind of busy. It was a little crispy. So we ended up going to the farm, and we ended up going to my little town that I grew up in, Duval, Washington. And over the weekend was Duval Days. And so Main Street of our little town is the highway that goes north south, the old road down the valley, and they shut it down and they make traffic go around the town.
Okay.
And they have a parade, and it is small town. It is just straight up small town goofiness.
Dude,
and
that's the fun part of that, though, is like getting like, because that's not where you guys like main like stay and stuff like that. So to go in and be a part of it is always fun. Like, I would love to be a fly on the wall in Duval days, just seeing the shenanigans that happens with the locals.
You know, you get to actually just like walk on the road, and you get to see fun. And then there's the parade, and you can go get yourself a big old corn dog, from the booth, because there is one. And then, yeah, you have a couple of beers in the beer garden. You see everybody, hey, there's a lot of back slapping and how you been, that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
You see the band with the girl who really thinks she's awesome. And honestly, little pitchy dog, but the band is tight. And then
who did you run into that you were like from like high school, let's say, or something like that, that you were like, oh, you look different.
Here's the thing. So this is how small my town is. So when I was growing up here, I mostly stayed with my mom. And so that was like, it's like literally like 10 miles kind of the other way. And then this little town is so small that they split it in half. And half, if you lived on the south end of town, you went down to Carnation to Tolt High School. And if you lived on the north end of town, you went to Monroe, which is where I went to school. So I ran into one person from high school, but I see her all the time. And she's oddly married to another one of my really good friends that did not go to high school with us.
Okay, but so boy, small world, dude.
Yeah, is this just a small, married your sister story? or what? Hey, listen, we got tickets to this trilogy show with Ricky Martin and Enrique Iglesias and Pitbull.
Let's go! Wake up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First voices I hear in the morning.
Oh my God, I have to turn up the volume.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Told you I went up to the farm this weekend. We went to Costco because we had to get, lay in supplies for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And we need to replace some stuff and whatever. And the lady at the checkout counter was from Summerlin.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, because I bought booze, so I had to show her my ID.
That's really funny.
And she's like, Vegas, huh? Oh, yeah. She's all fired up about it. What was weird, too, is the lady right in front of us. And it was sad, and we would have helped her out, but she was kind of running tight on budget, and her card had expired, and so for her to be able to check out, she needed to renew her card, and she was a little short on it, and so she just left all of her stuff and bolted.
Oh,
I think she was embarrassed.
Yeah, I
think she was, yeah,
I get it.
She was embarrassed, and it sucked. It was like, and like my wife and I looked at each other. And it was like, I would have given her, if we'd have known what was going on, we'd have given her $20.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Just like, look, just this will come back around one day. But but it was crazy. And then so after that had already happened and we kind of were waiting in line, we were waiting in line a good, felt like half an hour, but it was probably, between 5 and 10 minutes while they sorted everything out and took all the stuff off and all that kind of thing. And then now this lady wants to talk to us about being from Summerlin. And I was like, there's people waiting in line behind us.
I know, because then you look like you're the one holding up the line. I totally get that.
We're trying not to do it. Speaking of holding up the line, hey, James, how are you, brother?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Chet?
We're doing good. And speaking of Summerlin, what part of Summerlin's like Henderson. You can't just say Summerlin anymore because that covers a lot of ground. What part of Summerlin do you live in?
I'm Buffalo and Flamingo.
My man, we're practically neighbors. I'll see you at B-Dubs soon.
That's great.
Or at the Ridge. Seriously, if I'm in there, I'm buying. Don't even worry about it. You come over and introduce yourself. I'm buying. This is a goofy game. We're calling it the slogan game. Kayla believes herself to be awful at these type of games.
I'm not good at any games in general, typically, but especially these ones, yes.
So first to four wins, or whoever's ahead at the end of 177 seconds. So we'll go ahead and put a limit on it. Do you want to go first or second?
Uh, I can go first.
Okay, you'll go first. Then I'll we'll start off easy. So I'm going to give you the slogan. You tell us the product.
Okay.
Snap, crackle, pop.
Oh.
Cereal.
Specifically.
Rice
Krispies. We'll give it to him. There's one. One zip, James. Oh, I told you, Kayla, I'd start easy.
That's true.
Kayla.
Yes?
Finger licking good. Oh, come on.
Is that KFC?
That is KFC.
Well, I was thinking the Colonel said something else. Okay, get off my back.
Oh, man. Slow down there, Chief. You're all right. All right, James, you ready? Here, James, it's tied at one. Here we go.
Okay.
James, your slogan is save money, live better.
Oh, my God. I don't know.
Turn your radio down, James. It's going to mess you up. Turn your radio all the way down.
You're how's on. That? Okay. Save money, live better. I'm lost. I couldn't even guess.
Kayla, would you like to steal?
Save money. I feel like that is Walmart.
I'm no good at this game.
2-1, Kayla.
I'm like, Kayla. Why do I feel like that's something that says Walmart? I don't know why.
Kayla with a chance to take a commanding 3-1 lead. Kayla, what? And I'm going to tell you this. They've changed the name of this product recently. But before they changed the name of this product. Oh, no, wait. That's a different one. Never mind. Who said obey your thirst?
Obey your thirst. The Kool-Aid Man.
James, would you like to steal?
Yes. I don't know if I could remember it. Obey your thirst. Was that Dr. Pepper?
Sprite. Sprite.
Okay.
Still 2-1, Kayla. It goes back to James. James, when you care enough to send the very best, whose slogan is that?
When you care enough to send, I'm very bad at this game.
We're both very bad because I don't know that
it's okay. You're winning the tickets anyway, so there's really no pressure. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
And it's all over in 30 seconds.
Oh, my God.
Hilarious.
When you care enough.
The torture ends in 30 seconds.
I can't.
All right, time. Kayla, would you like to steal?
Wells Fargo.
Hallmark.
Okay, I don't know.
Hallmark, when you care enough to send them here. Hey, James, or no, Kayla, yeah. Breakfast of Champions, where it's time's up anyway. Kayla wins 2-1. Boy, was that game bad. But you know what, James? You win the ticket, so it doesn't matter.
All right.
Pitbull, Enrique Iglesias, Ricky Martin, the Trilogy Tour. You've got tickets before you can buy them. All the details you need to know about that show for everybody else are at KLUC.com. And James, have a great day, man. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show.
All my favorite songs, and it wakes me up in the morning.
Weekday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m.
You guys are my favorite.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Hey, you know what? I wanted to ask, I actually wanted to talk about this. Kayla asked me a question a minute ago. What is a good push gift to get your baby mama?
Yeah.
Oh, is this what's her name, Chelsea?
No, Chelsea's already had her baby. I have friend that is due literally any. I know. Well, I'm at that age too, where all my friends are having babies.
Oh, yeah.
So it's
sure.
I'm gonna have a friend every week for the next 5 years. That's gonna have a baby. So
it will seem that way, and then every week for the next 5 years, they're gonna look at you and go, "So when?" And you're gonna be like, "Stop talking to me." And you're like, literally, we're not talking about me right now. We're talking about them. So this is baffling to you, the push gift? Because I don't know either. I really don't have a clue.
I just don't know what you get in a push gift. I would think that's a very intimate thing. It would be something that like your significant other would say to you in passing that they would want that, or you would know because you live with them. I don't know what an appropriate push gift is.
I appreciate this. And let me read the email that Kayla sent. My friend is due any day. Her hubby is struggling with what to get her as a push gift. He claims to have been looking for months with no luck, but her scheduled C-section is Thursday, and he still hasn't gotten her anything. If they can move it to Wednesday, the baby and I will have the same birthday, which might be cool, but probably
I will
not.
I will tell her if they don't mind.
Yeah, just let them know. Let them know. If that, you know, if they really want to get him a gift.
Hilarious.
It just sounded like something funny to say. I don't know. You're welcome, by the way. Also would have the same birthday as Prince, which...
Oh, that's dope as well. Very cool.
See, that's probably dope. That makes it dope. You know what I mean? Yeah. That makes it cool at that point. Scheduled C-section Thursday. He still hasn't gotten her anything and even texted me this weekend to figure it out. I'm the wedding whisperer, not the baby whisperer. Isn't that the truth, Kayla? You are the wedding whisperer. You're not the baby whisperer.
But no.
I don't know what to get your wife after she delivers your abnormally large baby. So you have a giant head? Is that the deal?
Cam's like 6'8". Like somewhere, he used to play basketball. He's like 6'8 or 6'9 or something like that. And she is like, I want to say all of 5 feet. Like they
of
are.
Of course she is.
You know what I mean?
Of course they are. Of course they are. That's awesome. Anyway, did you really tell him that you'd bring it up to me on Monday and try and figure something out, being a dude?
I didn't really know. I don't have a perspective on this at all. So I figured at least from a dude's perspective, you might have a better idea. I don't know why.
Yeah, dudes, sure. Big screen TV. Yeah, which works every time. You know, gaming's PS5. Are those still hard to find? I don't know.
These sound like everything that she can use right now. Hilarious.
Yeah, no, it's perfect. From a guy's perspective, yes. What a great gift. Okay, yeah, it's a subscription, Call of Duty subscription. You have to pay for that, right? I don't know. I don't play.
I don't know. That's
All my friends play. Obviously. All my friends play. And then my buddy, true story, the other day, we went to Dave and Buster's. Okay. It was my guy, Jay, you know, Jay.
Yep.
And Jay plays Call of Duty all the time. Like he's in like a league. It's weird. Like they go to play tournaments and stuff. So we sit down to play one of the other, it's not Call of Duty, but it's like that. It's a one word thing and I can't think of the name of it right now. Dune. Is that one of them? Dune.
Yeah. I think it's based off that movie, right?
Yeah. I don't know. We're like military. We're shooting stuff. Sure. I whooped him. He was so mad because he plays all the time. He's like, dude. And then he looked at me. He was like, we got to get you playing Call of Duty. Obviously this is something
hard
you're good
pass. At. No, I'm sorry. You, and as your, I'm going to call it work wife, even though I know that term is taboo in 2023.
Whatever.
I'm going to say as your work wife,
yes.
I will say no to the gaming because that's just a wormhole you don't want to go down.
Yep, because two things will never happen again. Leaving the house or pants.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
So that's
ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Relationship rehab. We're gonna need your help on this one for sure. 702-364-9898. My goodness gracious. Yeah, the weekend always brings interesting stuff up. Erica says, my boyfriend of 7 months sleeps with his 6-year-old son. I tried to get her to come on, and it was like literally last minute. You know what I mean? Like, oh, God, we got to talk to her. It was like, oh, there's no time. My boyfriend of 7 months sleeps with his 6-year-old son. Okay, first things first. Does that seem old?
No. I mean, I don't think so. I'm trying to think of, like, when I stopped... Like when I was scared, like jumping in, you know, with my parents and stuff. And I'd say I'd say 7, maybe 8.
Yeah. When when I was little, when I would spend the weekend with my dad, there just wasn't room, and creepy old freaking farmhouse. So thereby and heretofore, being in a room by myself in that creepy old freaking haunted thing was scary.
The night, the wind, and all
God,
that stuff.
Was so scary. So I slept in the same, you know, like way on one side and dad was on the other for a while. And then I slept on the floor. I slept on the floor for a lot of years, which is really funny because then seeing the house, it seemed so much bigger then.
Yeah.
And then seeing how tiny that room was, I'm like, how did this even happen? So anyway, my boyfriend of 7 months sleeps with a 6-year-old son. Bothers me that when they're over, he and I do not sleep in the same bed. There are times the son sleeps in our bed. I feel uncomfortable and I end up sleeping on the couch.
Which I
other
get that.
Time,
okay.
Yeah. Other times they end up sleeping in the guest room. We don't live together, but we're planning on doing it.
Yeah.
If and when we do move in together, I don't want this to be a nightly routine. I've talked with my boyfriend about this and he totally agrees it's not right and admits that it's his fault for letting his son be so used to sleeping with him, but he doesn't seem to do much about it. When they're over, I already know that I'm sleeping alone and it sucks. I love my boyfriend and his son very much, but I hate the fact that I can't spend that quiet time, kids' bedtime, with my boyfriend, even in my own bed. There's no intimacy whatsoever. I even lose sleep. I don't think it's healthy for his son, nor our relationship. Well, yeah, and I guarantee if you thought it was fine for your relationship, you wouldn't be worried about his son. Right?
All
right?
That's very true.
Like I said, we've been talking about moving in together, but if it's going to be this way, then I see no point. Zoinks. I have tried to bring up ideas to help his son sleep alone, but nothing's happened yet. Am I being selfish? Asks Erica. And am I wrong for thinking this way? H-E-L-P. It wasn't one word. It was H-E-L.
I really appreciate that she asked that question, though, because she's willing to know that if she's in the wrong here. So that shows a little bit more awareness than what I thought this was. So
you want to just start there and work through it?
Yeah, for sure.
702-364-9898. Call now, will you? Let's just start there. Is Erica being selfish because her boyfriend sleeps with his 6-year-old son? Again, they've been together 7 months and they're talking about moving in. Is Erica being selfish because the boyfriend sleeps with his son? And is Erica wrong for thinking that, is Erica wrong for thinking that if this is the way it's going to be, that they shouldn't move in together? Isn't that the question she's asking?
That is the question, yes.
All right.
Hey. The Chet Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
So interested. Erica, over the weekend, this is finally, obviously, it's reached a tipping point for her. My boyfriend of 7 months sleeps with his 6-year-old son. It bothers me that when they're over, he and I don't sleep together. That's the long and the short of it. They're talking about moving in together. They're talking about moving in together, but she's wondering, she didn't see a point to it at this right now. I've tried to bring up ideas to help his son sleep alone. Nothing's happened yet. Marianne, is Erica being selfish?
I don't think she's being selfish. She's just concerned.
Does that seem old to you?
Pardon?
Does the six seem old to you?
No. You know what? Kiddo is going from mommy and daddy's house. He's obviously missing his dad. And don't forget, his dad is probably maximizing the time with China. Sometimes divorced parents or single parents, we compensate in different ways. So the point is the kiddo's going to grow out of it at some time.
And that was my thought.
If Erica's with a good man, then don't lose out on a good relationship for something that's going to change with time. Hello.
That was the other thought too. Was what's the rush? You know what I mean? Like, what's the real rush? You know, for the moving in. Well, we're talking about moving in together, but I don't know if there's any point to it because he's sleeping with his kid. Well, he's not going to sleep with his kid forever.
Yeah.
No, and he's just, this is what good dads do, you know? I don't know. I feel that's a good sign of a good dad, especially if there's no signs of, like, questionable behavior behind closed doors.
Ew.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, that's, always, yeah.
That's always a concern. You always have to be watch out with kiddos. But it sounds like it's pretty healthy. 6 years old is... They're still young. They're so innocent. And, you know, kids at a young age with split parents, they grow up really quickly. They grow up, like, they have to grow up. So let them cuddle with their parents. And let the parents maximize the time with their kids.
Okay, let's venture into semi-slightly uncomfortable territory as well. So Erica is worried about the intimacy factor. Isn't the answer to that, too, of like, well, you know what? You're a parent now. You got to find a different way.
Yeah, you find like most parents, you know, even if you... Even
hello,
if you, like,
laundry
were...
room. Hello.
Well, you know, if you're really concerned about intimacy, you know, I don't know if they're local to Las Vegas, but, you know, have one weekend a month where it's a staycation, go somewhere and, you know, fornicate, I guess. Or
thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, we know what happens. Thank you very much. It's awesome. You're so
you know,
great.
Have a date weekend. You know,
speaking of which.
Of intimacy. Yeah.
Speaking of which. Kayla, when are these? Do you have the info on the Kevin Hart tickets that we just found out about? The surprise prize. When is Kevin Hart?
Kevin Hart is going to be the 7th of July, it looks like. So next month. He's
Marianne,
be
are you free, speaking of staycations and whatnot?
Yes, very free.
Okay, well, good. Well, thank you for calling, and thank you for being part of Relationship Rehab, and enjoy Kevin Hart. Surprise!
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show, weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
My buddy Tom the other day comes over, here's one for the show. You know, and that's, and I don't know any other professions where you get that. We get people, I don't know about you, but I get people all the time that feel the need, that absolutely feel the need once they find out that I do this show.
Yeah.
You know, that this is, and they feel the need to tell me what they listen to and what they don't.
That always happens, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know any other profession where somebody feels the need to go, I don't. And by the way, it never starts with, oh God, I love your show.
Yeah.
It always turns out that it's that they don't consume your product. You know
hilarious.
What I mean? And I don't know why. I don't know any other place. Like if somebody says they
I'm
work
a
for
Terra. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Yeah, no, go with yours.
I'm a bartender at such and such bar.
Yep.
Oh, I go to this bar instead. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like that's exactly what happens every time.
Never been there in my life. I go to PT's. And they say it with derision. You know what I mean? I don't know a lot of other places where people go, yeah, here you know what you ought to do. Okay, here's one for you.
Here's one for you.
This one turned out okay.
Oh.
My buddy Tom, he goes, I need you to ask Kayla what she, you know, because he's heard the show. He knows.
Okay.
I said, write this down and send it to me because I'll forget all of it. Bottom line. I ask a salesperson in the office a simple question about a client. She looked at me and said, I'm sorry, I'm on a break.
Okay.
And apparently had another 2 minutes left in said break. Now, this is not that kind of place. This goes back to the old when people used to go outside to smoke, and if it was okay for them to just, you know, leave their job and go outside to smoke, why can't I just leave my job and, you know, go outside?
Just stand outside for 15 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah. Look at my phone or whatever. So he goes, yeah, she replied, I'm sorry, I'm on a break. She had another 2 minutes left. So I stood there. He tells her, he goes, yeah. So I just stood there and stared at her. And she just sat there counting down the 2 minutes. And then literally there was an alarm on her phone. The alarm on her phone goes off. She turns the alarm off and goes, okay, I'm sorry. What was your question?
Oh, that's great. Okay.
Is this a thing?
This is totally a thing. I will tell you that corporate America is cracking down on this. I experienced this in my other job when they're like, you're on a lunch break and stuff.
No.
They're like, you do not talk about work. You take the 30 minutes, you relax, you do nothing and blah, blah, blah. And there's like a crackdown on that. And you get in trouble if you do anything.
Yeah, but do you? Okay. But do you arbitrarily? Because, okay. So is the thing that I got to go back to Tom and go, do you actually have these? You know, okay, Kayla, seriously, can you imagine? Do you know what it's like? So it's an unwritten rule in radio that salespeople don't walk into the studio.
Yes.
Okay? You don't. And you certainly don't walk in while people are on the air.
Yes.
You let them finish their show and then you talk after the show. That doesn't stop some people. And by the way, and they still get, and if you go, hey, can you give us a minute? Even if you say it nice, hey, give us a minute. We're in the middle of something here. You know, like the red light outside, the on-air light outside the door, you know, it doesn't have to, you can be doing other stuff.
Yes.
And people will walk in. It doesn't happen very often, mostly because we don't have any people anymore. But I only say that because it makes Kayla giggle.
Yeah.
But if they'll walk in and if you go, hey, we're right in the middle of something. Can we get back to you after the show? Can we come and see you after the show? They're annoyed by it.
It's true. It is
so
very true.
If we said, I'm going to try this. I'm going to just stand in an open space in the middle of the office.
And maybe see how many people try to approach you, and then you're going to say, sorry, I'm on a break.
Sorry, I'm on a break. Yeah, I've got 4 minutes left. And see what they do.
Yeah, that's not going to go over all well because it is not instilled here, and you'd be called a diva up and down if you did that here.
But yet it's okay for this other one?
I'm just saying that I don't know if there's a precedent set or something like that. I'm just saying that is so not like you. So you doing that move would
that
be complete, like, no,
really,
no.
That would be so weird. They'd be like, oh yeah, he's lost it now. Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
I'm going to pull back the curtain just a little bit. Just so you can see what happens behind the scenes on this show. We were talking about what we were going to do, you know, right now.
Yeah.
We had a plan in place. Plan's been in place since yesterday. Kayla goes, hey, just going into this right now, I have a question for you. Which immediately gets my attention. Yes?
In the last 24 to 48 hours,
uh-huh.
Has there been a moment where you just completely wasted, like, two, even maybe 3 hours of your life, and then you look back on it and you're like, oh my God, I was Googling this for 3 straight hours and didn't even realize it.
Oh no, I was just going to point out that, yes, this show actually was probably, now that's the easy punchline right there, but am I really kidding?
No.
I don't know why. What rabbit hole did you go down?
Toilet bowl brushes. I literally spent 3 hours the other day looking for toilet bowl brush hacks. And then it just took me down like fancy, like $100 toilet bowl brushes.
Yeah.
Is what I ended up on. And I go, this seems like the biggest. I wasted
Did
3 hours.
Did it come with some sort of cleaner? You put it in the thing and does it. Maybe that's the thing you need where it goes into. Because your issue with this is that it's gross.
Yes, it's
disgusting.
That it's
a toilet bowl.
So I wanted a life hack.
You clean the toilet bowl and then you put it in this thing where it soaks in its own filth.
Yes.
Like, honest to God, I feel that it's why I don't take baths. I feel like you're stewing in your own filth. Somebody.
I want to ask you about jacuzzis now. I don't know why. Like all this stuff. Like, are you?
Yeah, but with the proper chemicals and whatnot,
okay.
And the heat
and the heat and all of that. I'm talking about just tepid bath water. Sorry, I don't mean to get us off on a thing, but they're kind of loosely related. So the idea is the toilet brush goes in the thing and it sits in its own yuck.
Yes.
And then after a while, I'm with you on that.
It's disgusting.
And where and how do you clean those out? And then eventually, I will quietly, seriously, bring a small trash bag into the bathroom while wearing gloves. I will put it in that small trash bag and take it to the outside trash.
Yes.
And then make a trip to Target and get a new
get
one.
Get a new one.
Fine.
I'm like, is that the solution?
Yeah, $7 every quarter. You're good.
Wake me up.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Wake me up, 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 up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I forgot to ask you. How did your book club work go over the weekend? Why are you even in this book club? You don't have time for a book club.
I know, but it's a very unique book club. So they read books that are like they have a movie version of them. So that way, if someone doesn't have enough time to read the book, they can at least watch the movie and understand what everyone's talking about.
Yeah, but is it because so many times they're different?
I agree with you on that one. So this is my first iteration of the book club. I haven't been to the first couple of sessions that they've had. I have not read one lick of the book. Because I haven't read any of the books yet.
Not reading any of the books. And have you watched the movies associated with the books?
No, I have not done that.
What are you
doing? I know. I'm very ambitious. And then the follow through is not quite there with the book
club. Who's in this book club that you're trying to impress?
My friends Alyssa and Renee are in it. And I'm not trying to impress them. I just want to be a part of it because
right.
I do like
to
read.
You want them to think you're cool.
But
you're not.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
For the record, your book club thing that we were talking about, I do that all the time. I get myself involved in these things where I go,
because you're excited.
Yeah, because you want to hang out with these people and they're fun and they're nice and you want them to think you're cool too.
Yeah.
And that you share experiences and all this kind of stuff. I don't have time for any of that stuff. You don't either. Did you hear, I missed this over the weekend. Did you hear about how this Al Pacino thing where he's having a baby, he's 83 years old, having a baby with this 29-year-old Noor Alfala? She's a trapper.
She's a trapper. What does that mean?
She traps them with the kids.
Okay.
Al Pacino has demanded a prenatal DNA test. A source claiming that Al did not want more children. And she told him that she could not conceive because of a thyroid problem.
Oh, my God.
She knew. This is the source also says. She knew that Al did not want to have more kids. They have no relationship. It's a mess. She just went ahead and you know what she wants. She wants cash.
She wants the money for show.
Supposedly, this, again, 29-year-old, smoking hot, shouldn't shock anybody, Noor Alfala, weaseled her way into Al's life before the pandemic by becoming close with Al's 22-year-old daughter. The relationship was basically over for more than a year when she reestablished contact. Contact, made with air quotes, and got herself pregnant. On the flip, Robert De Niro says that being a father again feels great and that he's very happy for Pacino. Pacino, not happy.
Clearly. Do you also give a little bit of blame here to Al Pacino for not having a vasectomy himself? If he didn't want kids, don't you think he should probably help a little bit in that instance?
I got to be honest, you're 83. You're not expecting a whole lot.
That's fair.
I don't even know. Yeah.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
More you know, before we go, this number seems high to me. 18 states have never had a female governor.
Really?
Yeah. And some that I would really, California, Colorado, never had a female governor.
Interesting.
Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Illinois, Indiana, Maryland, Minnesota, Mississippi, Missouri, Nevada.
Yeah, I was going to ask if Nevada had had one.
No,
so.
North Dakota, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, and Wisconsin.
Look for me on the ballot next time. We'll change that. No, just kidding.
couldn't be. You know what? And you know, if as your campaign manager, you know
yes.
what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Vote for Kayla. Couldn't be worse. Here's what's funny is the last two I'm friends with.
Yeah.
I'm actually friends with because we've all been in this town. We practically all grew up in this town together.
Yeah.
So I'm sure I'll get a text. until this year, there were 10 U.S. military. It's all just jokes, people. Until this year, there were 10 U.S. military bases named after Confederate generals and leaders. Fort Lee, Fort Hood, Fort Benning, Fort Gordon, Fort Bragg, Fort Polk, Fort Pickett, Fort A.P. Hill, Fort Rucker, and Camp Beauregard. All of them are being officially redesignated this year with new names. In fact, on Friday, Fort Bragg in North Carolina became Fort Liberty.
Okay.
Bragg had been named for Confederate General Braxton Bragg. And on June 13th, Fort Polk in Louisiana will become Fort Johnson in honor of Sergeant William Henry Johnson, who fought in World War I. All right, I suppose that's a good idea.
Yeah.
More than 3 million Americans over age 60 still paying off their student loans. It's a total of more than $86 billion in unpaid student loans. I'd argue about that.
I know, right?
Sorry to ruin your day. The outermost part of Earth's atmosphere stretches so far. How far? Never mind. That it even goes beyond the moon. Okay.
Okay.
There's a lot of this that I'm just like, yeah.
I think that's how the moon stays so close to us, though, is because it actually is part of the atmosphere that no one realizes.
Top theory for why Leonardo da Vinci did not finish the Mona Lisa is because he was grinding so hard on this that eventually he just fainted, passed out. And when he fell down, he hurt his arm. And then he went, okay, I'm done.
I'm done.
I'm close enough, I'm done.
Oh, wow.
I guess I've never really looked at the Mona Lisa close enough to know
that
would be the thing. That's the more you know before we go. Before we go, Kayla's got a joke.
What kind of sandals do frogs wear?
Ribbits. No, I got it.
Okay.
No, I got it. I find it. Ooh, it's going to be a good week. Kayla will have the official answer coming up.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Pretty decent start as far as Mondays go. Kayla's got a joke.
What kind of sandals do frogs wear?
Is it croaks?
Oh, that's a good guess.
It's
no.
Not?
It is not.
It's not?
They wear...
Show me your paper. I don't believe you. You changed the answer on me. I was so sure I had it.
They were open-toed.
That's better than mine. Let's get on with it here. Is it weirding anybody else out that we're already to the 5th of June?
It's kind of freaky.
Weirding anybody else out that's weirding me out. Yeah. I don't know why. That we're already 5 days into June. I feel like we just started. So make it a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. It's not croaks, huh?
No.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.